You're tuned in to Sports Bash Saturday with Matt Hammond on 97.3 ESPN FM.
Text ESPN and the message to 89,000 for the ACCO Raceway text board. Text message coming in. I'm a Bucks fan. Your assessment of Freeman is partially true. Josh was the reason why they had success, but he's also the reason why they bombed and have had this failure. Being a first-round pick means you need to have those intangibles. Yeah, you need to have the intangibles because that's what makes you a complete package. If you're going to be a top pick, a first-round guy, somebody you want to build a franchise around. But let's remember how we build a first-round quarterback. First, you have to have the physical skills. You have to be tall, 6'3", 230, 240. You have to have some pudding on you. Be able to take hits from NFL guys week in and out, 6-7 times a game. A lot of guys never had to deal with that in college. A lot of the USC quarterbacks, biggest knock on them coming into the NFL, they had some of the greatest lines in the country at the time they played. Sam Bradford at Oklahoma, 2 years with the same five guys in the offensive line, never saw pressure. And what happens now? The NFL, you don't have that same kind of continuity. Guys are constantly in and out. He gets battered like a rag doll, and you've seen the results. So first is just the pure physical ability. You have to be big, thick. Even Drew Brees, a guy who's short, everybody likes to talk about Drew Brees. Dude's easily 220. I mean, Drew Brees is thick, 215, 220. Drew Brees can take a shot if he has to. Also remember about Drew Brees, shoulder completely fell apart. I mean, he got rocked in San Diego against Miami. His shoulder completely fell apart. Could have been a career-ending injury. So when we talk about building up a guy, first, you start with, when you talk about building sort of the prototypical, ideal, top pick, NFL quarterback, franchise guy, first you start with just pure physical ability. And then you start to go into game, the talent, what he can actually do on the field. Do you have escape ability? Can you consistently make accurate throws? Listen, I don't need a SportsCenter highlight every time you let go of the ball. But you can't be missing throws like Teddy Bridgewater was against Rutgers. Again, Cam Newton got killed in the championship game against Oregon because he missed one throw low, rolling to his left in the end zone. One throw, and he was getting killed. Serious questions about his accuracy. Leading up to the NFL draft, that's all you saw was that one throw where he missed low in the end zone against Oregon. And he's getting crushed. Teddy Bridgewater, you can't be missing throws against Rutgers on a Thursday night. 26 scouts in attendance to see you play. You can't be doing that. And so you see where I'm going with this. We are talking about Teddy Bridgewater right now as a potentially the top pick in the draft. The intangibles are great. Listen, a lot of times when you see those segments, when you see John Gruden's quarterback camp, a guy in the film room with Jesse Palmer, a lot of that's fluff. A lot of that's just kind of filler. I was genuinely impressed with what Teddy Bridgewater showed me. The football language, the IQ, that he just gets it. He's light years ahead of the game mentally. That can make him a solid player for 2-3 years. Andy Dalton was a solid player. Sam Bradford was a solid player. Josh Freeman was a solid player. A ton of guys who had success early, we attributed it to the way that we've changed the rules, liberalized passing. Really what it was, guys weren't asked to do a whole lot, still kind of coddled, sheltered. And then you expand the playbook, you expand the responsibilities. And what happens? Most of these guys are going to be out of a job. Eli Manning is an interception machine. He could be a Hall of Famer for his work in the postseason on the road. And he's unraveling at the seams right now. So again, intangibles are great with Teddy Bridgewater. I'd rather you have, I'll tell you this, twice the intangibles right now of a Johnny Manziel. But push comes to shove, Scott Ewing. Not the top pick, but just a general pick. 10, 15, Johnny Manziel, Teddy Bridgewater, who you got?
I'm taking Teddy right now.
Really?
I'm taking Teddy.
We can agree to disagree.